In this bulletin, the federal government narrows the gap between it and the opposition in the latest news poll. Iran says Donald Trump's policy towards it will fail. And after five consecutive losses, a victory for the Newcastle Knights in the NRL. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The federal government has narrowed the gap between it and the opposition in the latest news poll. The Labor Party is leading the coalition on a two-party preferred vote, but by the narrowest margin possible, 51% to 49%. The coalition's projected primary vote in news poll is down to 38%, while Labor's has dropped to 37%. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg warns that Labor will impose higher taxes if it wins on May 18.
You turn on the lights, he'll tax you more. That's Bill Shorten's world. Higher taxes where people will be asked to dig deep in their pockets so that he can layer and line his own pockets. That's the fact. Bill Shorten wants the government to take more of your money. We want people to earn more and to keep more of what they earn.
The federal opposition is defending its spending plans from attacks by the government and other groups. Education Minister Dan Tehan is calling the Labor Party's latest announcement on childcare, giving childcare workers a pay rise of more than $11,000 over 8 years, as a pure and utter bribe. And business and industry groups say the move will trigger more union claims for pay rises, which they say will be funded by government revenue and higher taxes. But the opposition's Anthony Albanese has told Sky News the Labor Party is simply outlining its policy priorities that it thinks will make for a better Australia.
Well, what we're doing is outlining our priorities that we have considered across the board for how we make a difference, for how we make a difference in terms of employment, the economy, but also social policy and, of course, on the environment.
Early voting for the federal election has opened. More than 500 early voting centres will be open across the country for those unable to cast their vote on election day. Postal votes are also being sent to those who've applied for one. A computer system outage is causing delays for passengers at Australia's international airports. The outage is affecting the processing of both inbound and outbound passengers. Passengers are being asked to arrive early to allow extra time for processing. Australian Border Force is working with the Department of Home Affairs to solve the outage. Border Force says it's put on additional staff to speed up processing. Iran's foreign minister says the United States President Donald Trump's policy towards Iran is doomed to failure. He says the US withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal means the Iranian people will not believe in engagement with foreign powers. And he's accused several parties, Israel, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Mr. Trump's national security adviser John Bolton, of trying to incite a war between the US and Iran.
They have all shown an interest in dragging the United States into a conflict. I believe President Trump ran on a campaign promise of not bringing the United States into another war. But I believe President Trump's intention to put pressure, the policy of maximum pressure on Iran in order to bring Iran to its knees so that we would succumb to pressure is doomed to failure.
In rugby league, the Newcastle Knights coach Nathan Brown says his side's win over Parramatta had its genesis in last week's loss. Newcastle has won a match for the first time since round one, winning its round seven game against the Parramatta Eels, 28 points to 14. Newcastle led 20 points to nil in the first half, and that lead proved insurmountable for Parramatta. Brown says the five consecutive losses his side had suffered heading into the match against Parramatta made them understand exactly what they had to do.
Sometimes your losers have a fair few sort of close losses, and it takes a bit of a capitulation to actually understand what works. And, you know, from the first 5 minutes you could see that if Parramatta were to win, they were certainly going to earn it.
We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two and 22 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 23. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 18. Hobart, much the same, 19. Canberra, sunny and 20. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Similar conditions in Sydney, 23. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Brisbane, a possible shower, 25. Cairns, rain and 29. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.